Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. Charles M. Sheldon, in his book, Footsteps of Jesus, propounds the question, what would Jesus do? We see a man and we observe his work. We measure his success by saying, he would do that. Jesus has reached the highest in what he would do. Jesus would discipline himself. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Subsequently, God exalted him. God gave him a name, and that name is above every name. Every knee should bow at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Humility and obedience, admired by friend and foe, give dimension to the greatness of Jesus the Christ. Humility leads to obedience. Jesus was obedient because he was humble. Are you a humble person? The humility of Christ led to the crucifixion. The humility of man will lead to the crucifixion of the old man of sin. The old man of sin is crucified when we are baptized into Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Follow Jesus and you will obey him. Follow Jesus and you will discipline yourself. When you leave Christ out of your life, out of your plans and work, you begin in failure. Jesus came down from heaven, said he, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John chapter 6, verse 38. Paul said to Timothy, take heed to thyself. Jesus would place service above pay. We have come to love pay so well, we lose sight of service. Get a better job rather than do a better job is our attitude. Jesus was a worker. He was an honest worker. He was a worker for God. Doing the will of God was dominant in his thinking. He declared, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John chapter 9, verses 4 through 5. In this context of Scripture, Jesus talks about the work of works. It is the work of God. He talked to a blind man. He spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. He said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went, he washed, he came seeing. John chapter 9, verse 7. Jesus, working for God, healed the blind, raised the dead, and fed the multitude. He taught as never man taught. Some marveled at what he said, and some were astonished the way he said it. He is the world's greatest teacher. What does the Bible say about workers? There is a description of a Christian worker. A Christian worker is an obedient believer. A Christian is a worker. He is a zealous worker, and he is a zealous worker of good works. Titus 2:14. Jesus would be charitable of the mistakes of others. He would hate the sin and love the sinner. He said, judge not, that ye be not judged. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. We are harsh, vindictive, and unfair in the appraisal of our brother. Remember, my friend, Jesus hates hypocrisy. We must not, we cannot judge our brother according to the appearance. the only kind of judgment that Jesus sanctions is righteous judgment. John chapter 7, verse 24. Jesus was teaching in the temple. It was early in the morning. The scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman. They said, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act, a spectacle to her accusers. What could the woman say?" What would Jesus say? The Pharisee said, "Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" This was an effort to tempt Jesus that they might have some basis to accuse him. They were persistent. Jesus said, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Now, there is time out for realism. No time for visionary schemes. Convicted by their own conscience, they went out one by one. Jesus said, "Hath no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Lord." Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." The woman was thankful. There is room for improvement in our lives. Jesus would place obedience above pay. Obedience in his life and in our lives is above feelings, beliefs, and things. Samuel offered sacrifices, but without obedience to God. God said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Jesus taught us clearly what service is. His life was an example of service. He said to his disciples, "I am among you as a servant." Then he proclaimed, "The disciple is not above the master." When he wanted to teach the people what obedience is, he was obedient to the Father. When he wanted to teach what baptism is, he went down into the water and was baptized. When he desired to teach a lesson on immortality, he went into the grave and came out triumphantly. What would Jesus do? In view of death and judgment, we must prepare to meet God. The proposition that a man must do something to be saved is not a human option, but a divine imperative. Man, a sinner, must obey the gospel. The potential of man lies in the fact that he can appropriate the grace of God to the salvation of his soul. The Apostle Paul said, "Put on the new man." Man is at his best when he is a Christian. Calling upon the Lord is a necessity. But not all who call upon him shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus is talking about obedience, and he says that not all who call upon the Lord obey the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Saul called upon the Lord in obedience. Ananias said, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. We cannot be saved without obedience to his command. Bible students know Bible terminology when they hear it. Obey God, obeyed the gospel, obey him, and obey the truth are statements from the Word of God. They help us to see the need of obedience in our lives. What happens, my friend, when Jesus comes again? He will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8. The gospel of Christ is written in the New Testament. There are facts to believe. There are commands to obey. There are promises to enjoy. We cannot enjoy the promises unless we obey the gospel. What would Jesus do? He would do the will of the Father. What will you do? Will you obey the gospel? Have you been baptized? Think about it. Will you follow Jesus? God bless you, my friend.